On Sunday night, we discussed Rashi's question, Rashi's approach to the fact that the two censuses here in Parshas Kisisa, and later on, 7 months later, in Parshas Bamidbar, comes out to the exact same number, 603,550, which raises the question, how is that possible? The counts being from those who are 20 years and older, how could it be that no one who was 19 back in Tishrei in Kisisa turned 20 in the 7 months almost between this first count and the second count? And we discussed Rashi's novel Chiddush that there are no such thing as birthdays. That's what Rashi said. You don't become 20 on your birthday. No, on Tishrei, on Aleph Tishrei, on Rosh Hashanah, everyone ages up. That's Rashi's tremendous Chiddush. We ended off by talking about the Ramban, who strongly objects to Rashi's approach for two reasons. Number one, he doesn't think it's correct what Rashi says, that the Torah counts ages based on Rosh Hashanah as opposed to one's personal birthday. He has different sources in Halacha that the years are counted based on one's personal birthday, what's called Me'es L'Es, at the right time, but not from Tishrei. That doesn't make any sense according to the Ramban. Secondly, Rashi's also assuming that, yes, no one aged up, but also that no one disappeared and no one passed away. The Ramban says it's not possible. It's not logical that over the course of 7 months, nobody passed away affecting the count. Not only is it not plausible, the Ramban says, but it's actually against Psukim that we find happened in between Kisisa and that second count in Iyar. In Parshas Balosha, which appears after Bamidbar, but Chazal say happened before, by Pesach Rishon, the Pasuk says there were those who are Tmei Lemes, and they couldn't offer Pesach Rishon, and they were looking to offer Pesach Sheni. The Ramban says, according to Rashi, that nobody died between Kisisa, Tishrei, and between the second count in Iyar. Who were these people? Why were they Tmei L'Nefesh Adam? Why were they Tamei Meis? Had no one else? Yes?
If Rashi isn't counting Shevet Levi, it could have been...
So Rashi assumes that Shevet Levi was actually excluded from both counts, and they're exactly the same. But the Torah Tamima, on Parshas Bahaloscha, he answers that Chazal tell us who were these people who couldn't offer Pesach Rishon, who required Pesach Sheni. The Gemara in Sukkah on Daf Chafei asks, who were these people? And the Gemara says, maybe they were the people who were dealing with Yosef's bones, or it was Mishal Ve'el Tzafon who had taken out the bodies of Nadav and Avihu. Why does the Gemara care who these people are? There are people who are Tamei L'Nefesh Adam. Who cares if they were from Zvulun or Yisachar? Why does the Gemara want to know who were these people? So says the Torah Tamima, the Gemara is bothered by the Ramban's Kasha. If Rashi is right that no one died between the first count and the second count, who were these people? And what's the Gemara's answer? There were people dealing with old Tumah. No one knew had died. It was those dealing with Yosef's bones. He had died a long time ago. Or it was those dealing with the bodies of Nadav and Avihu, who were their cousins, who were from Shevet Levi, who according to Rashi, weren't part of the count anyway. Just because there are people who are Tamei L'Nefesh Adam doesn't mean that anybody new died, or at least anyone new relevant to this counting, had died between Kisisa and between the count and Parshas Bamidbar. Very ingenious. But the Ramban doesn't like Rashi. Again, what happened to the idea of birthdays? And it's not plausible that no one died in those 6.5 months. So what is the Ramban's approach? How does the Ramban explain how the numbers are exactly the same 6.5, 7 months later? The Ramban suggests there's actually an important change between the count we have in our Parsha and the count later on. The Ramban, against Rashi, assumes that Shevet Levi was included in this count over here in Parsha's Kisisa. There is no exemption for Shevet Levi found in our Parsha. That exemption, according to the Ramban, was introduced only later in the second count. So Ramban says, simply you could just say that those who aged up from 19 to 20 were counterbalanced by all those who had died between those months. If those two numbers, people should be rising up, people should be out of the count. The Ramban says you could say those numbers happen to be balancing each other out. But the Ramban adds in this third factor of Shevet Levi. Shevet Levi was included in the first count, and Shevet Levi was not included in the second count. Mefarshi Rashi explain, why would it be that Shevet Levi wasn't included in this count? Pasuk doesn't say they weren't included in this count in Parshas Kisisa. So they explain Rashi's whole approach is that this count in Kisisa was a kapara for the Cheda Egel. Do you know who didn't require a kapara for the Cheda Egel? Shevet Levi. So Rashi holds they wouldn't be included in this count either. It doesn't say that they were excluded, but Rashi assumes thematically if this was a count based on Cheda Egel, Shevet Levi wouldn't require that. But the Ramban's approach is those who aged up from 19 to 20 did affect the numbers. Those who died, and they plausibly died between these 6.5, 7 months, take the number down, plus the fact that Shevet Levi was taken out between the first count and the second count, the Ramban thinks that solves all the numbers. We have our factors, our moving pieces now, that get the numbers exactly the same. But still, what are the odds that those numbers come out to be exactly the same, that you end up with exactly 603,550? Why would that be? What's the message? Why would HaKadosh Baruch Hu make it so that the numbers, by taking numbers up, taking numbers down, people dying, people aging up, how could the numbers end up in the exact same spot? So Rav Sternbach in Parshas Bamidbar has a beautiful idea where he says, since according to the Ramban, Shevet Levi was taken out of this count, people may have said, that's not fair. This is the number, 20 and older, to fight in our army. It's very nice Shevet Levi is chosen to serve Hashem in the Mikdash, but why should our army lose out? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants people to serve him. Why should we suffer? HaKadosh Baruch Hu made sure for every Levi taken out to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Jewish army would not suffer. He arranged it in a way that the number of people who passed away was outbalanced by the number of those who aged up into 20, and yes, minus those from Shevet Levi who were taken out of the count, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made sure the number comes out to exactly the same number to show when we serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu and those who are hanging back to do Avodas HaMikdash, to do Ratzon Hashem, the Jewish army does not suffer. It's a good thing to keep in mind, the Rav Sternbach's message, that the Jewish army is, yes, obviously deserves our gratitude, and at the same time, we also want to represent all those who are engaging in Klei Kodesh and giving the second side of Avodas Hashem.